let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Life Lessons Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces by Stacey M. Fletcher, is the true story of her son, Aiden, who really wanted to get braces for his spacey teeth. But she didn't think he really needed braces, thought his teeth were just fine. But he found a way when he had his dentist appointment to get the dentist to convince his mom to get him braces. At the end, she really saw a difference in Aiden, and now his confidence really shone through after receiving his braces. Her book is really about a young boy who could not convince his mom about something he really knew he needed, but found a way for a professional adult to do it for him. Stacey, originally from Trinidad, West Indies, is a wife and mother. This is her first book written to show her son that you can achieve anything in life if you put your mind to it. Stacey is also a certified life coach of She Can Soar, empowering women to look deep within and find what they want to do in life, go after it, so they can soar. Her dream is to continue writing children's books to bring a little humor called Life Lessons from Aiden's point of view. Stacey Fletcher, author of the delightful children's book Life Lessons Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces, with us on This Week in America. Stacey, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Rick. I'm great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. What a delightful book you've written about Aiden. So much to talk about in the program today, as well as inspiring women through the She Can Soar program, and we'll talk about that. But you are such a talented writer. Where did this inspiration, this motivation for you to begin writing, especially writing so you could have books published?
Well, let me tell you, I didn't know I was an author, you know. It's like I journal everything. Ever since I was little, I write down my day. And I just started writing down when my son and I would basically just have our mom and son day. And I just said to myself, what happens if I put some of these things into a book? And so I just started writing. And actually, I was like, let me just try and see. And that's the thing I try to get across to women. You don't know what you can do until you take action and do it. And that's exactly why we're here today.
It's interesting. The book is Life Lessons, Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces by Stacey Fletcher, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can log on and get all of the information on Stacey's book and be able to order the book as well. When did you start writing? How long has this been? Were you influenced by a writer as you were growing up?
Well, you know, I'm a newbie. I'm a 3 year into the program of writing. So I'm really new to it. I see everyone that women that come across that's writing now. I'm really not influenced too much with anyone in particular. I just try to do something out of the box because of what my style is. So I think I'm unique. I'm just a different style of writing. So I just take my own true life experiences and put it in a book.
You know, and that really shines through in the book Life Lessons Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces. You've got a unique perspective on this, different than the others out there, because you can be sort of cookie cutter in turning out these books. This is a unique perspective from Aiden's point of view. Tell us a little bit about getting this first book published. This has to be exciting for you to have this thought that came from the journal, came from a real life experience. All of a sudden you're holding a book and the book is yours, Life Lessons. It's Aiden Gets Braces. What's this like for you?
It is really inspiring to see something that you have in your mind transform into having it in your hand. And basically, you know, we hear a lot of time about self-esteem with little girls, and not knowing that, you know, little boys have low self-esteem as well. And like I said, I didn't know Aiden had a low self-esteem with his teeth, because I'm like, you know, my teeth were just like yours growing up, you know, with the spaces and everything.
Yes.
But when he looked in the mirror, he saw something that I didn't see. And I did not catch that until he came and said, Mom, it's not about wanting to get braces like everyone else. It's just something that I just need for me. And to me, that just shined through. Having a son, a young little boy, come and tell you, because it's always about girls. But having the whole experience that I went through as far as writing notes after notes and just writing down my day, finding a publisher and just letting someone else read it, and they're like, girl, you have something. It was just really exciting. And it's like you get up and you're motivated and you just want to just keep writing more and more. So definitely it was a great first book. It was a great experience for me, and I'm excited to just keep writing.
You know, there's so many lessons in this book, and let's talk about those. We see this transformation that Aiden goes through, because as you say, you think that everything is fine. He has this thought that, boy, if I could just get these teeth a little spacing a little bit different here, life is going to be great for me. And then you saw this really, I don't want to say turned him around, but all of a sudden he's feeling pretty good about himself. So you go through this transformation as you watch Aiden. There really are some life lessons in here, aren't there, for parents and for children?
Yes, and that's why I call it life lessons through his eyes, because I didn't see what he saw that he needed, you know. And sometimes we may think that you just want to follow the trend, but when he came to me and really I saw the transformation after he got the braces, and basically what really happened when the professional came to me, Aiden really didn't need braces, but when they came to me and actually told me, Stacey, it's not about him actually getting the braces for his teeth. It's about his self-esteem. And when they started telling me, because they had a conversation, the dentist and Aiden, by themselves. So when she came to me and told me that, then I got a new perspective on what my child needed. So I just had to go and make that happen for him, because so he can have his self-esteem.
Stacey Fletcher, our guest on the program, author of the children's book, Life Lessons, Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. The website for Tracy, and we'll talk about She Can Soar during the course of the program, is shecansoar.org, and I'll have that address up on our website as well. Let's get back to this whole process of writing a book. What were some of the surprising things you discovered while writing your book? I'm sure that the process, what you went through in writing it, Aiden's reaction to everything, and I'm sure you, a collaborative effort in putting the book together. What were some of the surprises as you were putting together Life Lessons, Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces?
Well, some of the surprises is when you're doing the illustrations, you know, you're having the character come to life. You're having, you know, what the character looked like, because Aiden was like, Mom, really? Is that how I'm going to look? Is that my character? Is that what it looks like? So basically, it's all the transformation, and you're trying to get the realness of the book, the wording correct, you know, correct. And it's just basically so exciting. But my whole part of the whole thing was just doing the illustrations. That part just really came to life, getting the whole room, Aiden, the braces, and that what I really love, besides from already writing the true story, the illustrations, what really, when I saw that, I really know it was coming to life then.
It's interesting, because so often it's almost like illustrations become an afterthought to the story. You don't step on the story with your illustrations. You enhance what you're saying with the story. How difficult was that to come up with just the right inspiration for the illustrations that will sort of guide us into the story? They're there to support the story.
Exactly, because like I said, my stories are true life stories. The story is already written, so I want the illustrations to be as real with the expression of the face, with the expression of the mom, with the eye contact. I want that to really come to life, so you can see when the mom looks a certain way or the son is like, Mom, you know, give a certain expression when he's speaking. So I try to really illustrate on that, because the story is true, but I want all the perfection and all the illustration to pop out to you when you're reading the book, so you can look at the character's face and kind of see if they're upset, or you can see if they're happy. So that's what I kind of focus on.
Well, and I'm going to focus for a second on the words, the text, the actual writing that you did. You said almost the story sort of wrote itself, because this is what actually happened in real life. But you have to take those experiences and break it down into a book that a young person can read and relate to. So you have to watch. You don't use too many words, enough words that you get the point across. How difficult is it to go back and sort of edit the story to get it down to where it's going to be effective for a young reader?
Yes, it's a little difficult, because you have to edit and re-edit and re-edit, but you want your total story to come to life. You want the life lesson to be learned. So you could kind of break down, take away that, but not to take away the life lesson. So that was kind of challenging, but I think we came through at the final editing of it.
Well, I think you nailed it. The book is Life Lessons, Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces by Stacy Fletcher, our guest on the program. Let's talk about your inspiration all through life. And I understand that your mother played a big role in who you are today. Talk about that.
Yes. You know, we're originally from Trinidad. And, you know, coming here from the United States, from a country that everything is love, and you know, we come to a new country, because when you're in Trinidad, everything is about come to America. You come to America, the land of the free and everything. But when my family came here, it was more or less, there were no other Caribbean families here. So basically, when we came to the United States, another family, a Caribbean family, would know we landed, they would embrace us. We'll know another family came, and we kind of made our own community of Caribbeans. But my mom always put in my mind as a young girl that don't let anyone tell you anything that what you cannot do and can do. You have a mind of your own. Use your own mind. Anything you want to do, just think it and make it happen. And I have just always stuck with that, and I try to instill that in my son, because your mind could take you places you would not even dream, because look at where it's taken me, that I didn't even dream that I could be an author and is sitting here talking to Rick right now.
Well,
so
a published author, yes.
Whatever you can think, trust, and believe, you can achieve it, as long as your mind is open to know that you can do it.
And that's an interesting lesson for yourself, and the inspiration your mom gave you, that if you think you can do it, you can do it. I'm assuming from Aiden's part, this is like a real cool experience for him to see what mom just did with this trip to the dentist office. And now she's a published author, and I'm holding a copy of her book here. This has to be exciting from Aiden's standpoint as well, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you, he was a little embarrassed at first, because he was like, Oh my God, Mom, everybody's in school reading the book, you know, looking at the characters, talking about my braces. It's like, really, Mom? But then after he got past that, then he started saying, you know, my friends was like, I wish my mom would write a book about me, you know? So it's kind of like a two-in-one. So I'm really happy, because my whole purpose of this is, you know, one day when I'm not here, or, you know, I'm a grandmother and he started having kids, he would have something that he could show his kids that his mom did for him, that he can kind of pass on, just to leave a trail behind that when I'm gone, he'd still know that he has his books that he can pass on to his kids.
I mentioned in the beginning, the dream is to continue writing children's books to bring a little humor, life lessons from Aiden's point of view. Talk about where you go with this. How do you see the character evolve? I mean, you've got the character living with you. You're feeding the character every day in your home. Where do you see the story? Where do you see the story going?
Well, I would love to see my story turn into a cartoon adaptation. Saturday mornings where everybody runs to the television set, you know, a cartoon character, Aiden Life Lessons is on. That is where I would really like to see my character go, and just to see little kids just happy to see these little life lessons through Aiden's point of view that they can kind of learn from and move forward with. You know, it's kind of a funny life lesson. Some of them are serious, but it makes you think. And that's my whole thing with my books, is making children think, using their own critical thinking to solve problems.
Are you working on something? I don't want you to give away too much here, but are you working on anything at the present time? And that you'd like to share with us? And it's interesting, because as Aiden grows up, I mean, all of these life lessons you could share. Will we see Aiden goes on his first date here at some point? Soon? Does see that in a book, or is he going to shut that out from? No, Mom, you're not coming on our first date.
let's take little steps, Rick.
Okay, yes, that was a big one. That was way too big a step. But are you working on ideas now?
Yes, my next book is Life Lessons Volume 2, Aiden's Birthday Scare, and that's what I'm working on. It will be really completed and finished the end of July. And basically, Aiden has two friends that, you know, on his birthday comes and hang out with him for a day of adventure, and they find a real adventure. So it's Aiden's Birthday Scare, Life Lessons Volume 2. And at the end of the book, on all my books, at the very last page, you will see what the life lesson is for that book.
Such a great way. And this is a book that a child can read. You can read with a child. You can read to a child. And you do it. It's a great story, humorously told. And there's the lesson there that you can discuss it in great detail if you're reading the book with a child or to your child. I mentioned Amazon. Where's the best place for people to get a copy of Life Lessons, Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces?
They can go on to StoneAgeMediaSolutions.com, Barnes & Noble, and also Amazon.com.
Okay, and we'll have those up on our website so you can get all the information and be able to get the book there as well. I've got a couple minutes left here in the program. I want to talk about She Can Soar for a second. Where did this idea come from? I mentioned you're a certified life coach, but you're the founder of CEO and founder of She Can Soar. I know this is a platform that's very important for you that you've been able to extend to young women, to women worldwide. Give me a little background on this group.
Well, I, being a life coach, I've always had a passion for empowering women and speaking to women. And even with my personal life, I have girlfriends. We may be at home, and that's what we do. We just talk about our life and how we can encourage another woman. And basically, I just had sore in my mind. The word sore, every time I would go to sleep, just kept coming to me, sore, sore. And so I said, let me find an acronym for it. So it came out, She Can Soar, meaning success over all resistance. All of us have resistance in our lives, but if you can pass through those resistance to get to the other side, you can really see a true version of yourself and the person that you really are supposed to be in life. So I try to go out and I do motivational speaking to women and just to let them know that they are women of integrity and women that they can step on the forefront and do what they want to do, do what they enjoy, do what they love, and do what inspires them, because everybody needs a little empowering. So that's where that comes from.
And you're a perfect example. You have this idea, you're journaling, all of a sudden it's a book that's influencing young people and families worldwide. Life Lessons, Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces. Stacy Fletcher, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left here, and this is interesting as I'm reading. One of the things you talk about with SOAR is it's time for you to have faith over fear and know you've got this. Talk about that, because so I think for so many of us, fear of failure, fear of looking silly when we try something, holds us back. Is that one of the number one reasons we don't accomplish more, is because we're fearful?
I think, I know when I had my brand launching of She Can Soar, and a lot of the women, when I did step up and start speaking, because this was my first time ever doing anything like this in my life, but once I stepped past that fear, it was like a wall was lifted, and I just felt like I could do it more and more. And so many women came up to me and were saying, oh, my God, Stacey, I would love to do this. Oh, my God, Stacey, I want to do a workout video. Oh, my God, Stacey, I would love to do, like, some kind of food thing. It's like they see other women doing it, but when it's like someone in your camp that stepped out on faith and doing it, that gave them motivation. I think fear holds a lot of, not only women, fear holds a lot of people back because of the criticism you're going to get. But if people can tune out the criticism and only look within yourself to know this is what you want, this is your life, then once you get past that fear, the doors open and the clouds, it just opens and you just step into it. And that's what I've basically done. And I try to live and teach women to do the same thing.
Well, you talk about that, and it's, again, your personal example. To have success, you had to start by taking that first step, and that's so important to take that step. And you're sort of there, sort of holding their hand and giving them the inspiration they need to take that first step and to get their project accomplished, be able to do in life what they want to. You did it with your book, and our guest is Stacy Fletcher. The book is Life Lessons, Volume 1. Aiden Gets Braces. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have those posted on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And information on She Can Soar is at her website, shecansoar.org. We'll have that information up as well. Stacy, this has been fun. I'm really looking forward to the next life lesson from Aiden. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. It's been great having you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it. And when the book comes out, Aiden, Birthday Scare, I want to be right here again talking about that one.
I am looking forward to that all the way up to Aiden Goes to College. And I'm pushing it again. I've got to just back off a little bit. It'll all life lessons all come in appropriate time here. So the book, once again, Life Lessons Volume 1, Aiden Gets Braces, Stacy Fletcher, our guest and the author, book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.